So news has come out that Unilever, which is a company that owns brands such as Surf and PG Tips, has confirmed that it plans, you know, to halve the amount of new plastic it uses. This is in a bid to appeal to younger shoppers. Interesting. So we also learned that the firm actually produces 700,000 tons of new plastic a year. And then they say they want to reduce the figure over the next 5 years by using more recycled plastic and also finding other alternative materials. So can we have an understanding why plastic is a bit problematic or is said to be a problem globally?
Yeah, so then if you consider the fact that, you know, you have a situation whereby these plastic products that we find, like lots of plastic, you find it ends up in the seas. And in the seas, it affects the animals which actually live in the seas. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure maybe you've heard or seen images of, wildlife or animals at the sea that have actually consumed these plastic bags or something like that. But also, you know, I actually heard about something interesting one time in terms of how all this plastic junk, which was, I think, off the coast of Europe, actually wound up like much farther away from the actual continent itself. So then it's actually everybody's problem as a result, and I see many companies are doing that. So I mean, Unilever is doing that. They're trying to do that. They say that they want to halve their plastic usage, I think, by in the next 5 years. You've also had Procter & Gamble, which also produce lots of products as well, and they've also said that by the year 2030, they also want to reduce their plastic usage. Here at home, we've actually seen how, for instance, Woolworths, now they're cutting back on issuing plastic bags to people. So now when you go to Woolworths, you need to bring your own shopping bag, you know, because they actually also want to do that thing of just reducing the plastic usage that we have on the continent and also just beyond in the world.
Yeah,
I think it's actually a step in the right direction. I know Pick and Pay, there's also been talks about them in terms of specifically packaging of our products. I mean, think about it, Pumzile. If you can buy like a pallet of strawberries at a particular store, instead of them packaging it inside the plastic, maybe they can actually try and think of another way where they can actually package it. There's one
like
store. I mean, for instance, we can maybe consider using paper, or even better, there's one store that actually is even thinking, I stand to be corrected, I think it's Pick and Pay.
Yeah.
However, there's suggestions of, do you bring your own packaging to the store, maybe your own little lunchbox, and then when you come and buy whatever you're buying, the fruits, for instance, you put it in your own container,
yeah,
as opposed to actually buying it with all this plastic packaging.
But also,
you know,
my concern when it comes to paper bags, wouldn't that also depend on the amount of groceries you're buying?
You mean for the shopping bags, like if maybe you must bring a shopping bag type of thing?
Let's say, for instance, if we're no longer using, let's say if a store chooses not to use a plastic bag and chooses to use a paper bag, for instance, wouldn't that be determined by the amount of groceries one buys?
Yes, but also as well, I think they can actually incorporate plastic or paper bags of different sizes, though. So for instance, if I'm going to buy maybe like two or three small items, I can get like a very small paper bag, and then I'm going to buy a bit more, then I can get like a bigger paper bag. Initially, I must admit, I wasn't a big fan of it, because I'm like, a plastic bag costs about, 50 cent? So I'm like, how much is a paper bag going to cost? And a paper bag is going to cost much more. But at the same time, people need to try and reuse the paper bags or plastic bags, rather, which they have. Or better yet, they must actually try and buy bags from the stores themselves for groceries.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of the conversation that we had not so long ago talking about paper straws, have been, which are quite popular lately. And I mean, also, I mean, people were also complaining of you know, how problematic they can be while they're using the paper straws, because they're trying to eradicate the plastic straws. We also talked about edible straws as well.
Yeah, I remember we had the conversation in terms of how the paper straw apparently gets soggy very quickly.
Have you used the paper straw? Because I mean, I've tried it, but I'm not gonna state my experience. I mean, have you used it?
Yes, I have, and I think it's the worst in cocktails or milkshakes. Like, at least with a normal fizzy drink or juice, it's tolerable. But now with like a milkshake, you need three or four of them. So
listen, I had the same experience as